ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Mem Gimel. Welcome everyone. This perek talks about the movement of a koyin. Previous perek was about movement of a behema. And this perek is about movement of a koyin. The Rishonim that wrote the halachas that are Negev Bizman Hazed, the Ramban and the Rosh, he left out our perek. Our perek in the ninth perek, he leave out. These program are not negated as man as a sixth parak about mume behema they bring. Because if a person has a bachar, his man as a, then he has to know the halachas of the mumin, which is a mum that he's allowed a shech to bachar for. But our parak, which is a parak about kayanim, is not brought down by the rishayim. Because pashin are negated as man as a. Because now there's no beis hamikdash. So the kayanim can't be, are not oivir. So not kamina which kayan is kosher, which kayan is pasul for avoida. However, the Shalomeshiv in Madura Kama, Chila Gimel, Simita Zayin, is Ma'urer. There's more earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin. It's before that it's also for a Kohen to be Matil a Mumin himself. It's asked the Shalomeshiv, so Melo, this Perak is not getting even Bizman Azeh. We have to know which things are Mumin in a Kohen to know which is Osir for the Kohen to make it himself. If anything that's before in our Perak, that's a Mumin. A Kohen is not allowed to do that to himself. So Shemina Gay Bizman Azeh. Says the Shalomeshi that it's Muchach from the Raman and the Rush, that the Israel in Matam Mumin a Kohen is only Noyeg when there is a time of Avoida. The Kohen is supposed to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to make a movement himself because he passes himself from Avoida. Mashin came is Man Hazeh, where we don't have Avoida right now. I've been saying no Rav, but we do not have Avoida right now. So maybe there's no Israel for a Kohen to make a movement himself. Even though Mitzvah and the Beis HaMikdash will be built. If the Kohen puzzled himself, then he'll be puzzled. As long as right now there's no difference to do Avoida, Mela was not said in the Isser of being a Mumin. The point here in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is before that the Mumin by Kohanim apply both to a Mum Kavua and a Mum Oiver. So the Shita Mekubetes in Eis Aleph points out, is Ma'ir the question, that we don't find anywhere Mufurish that it's that a Kohen has a Mum Oiver that he's possible. We don't find a drush in a Furish. The din is Mufurish in our Mishnah. We don't find a Mufurish drusha about this din. Says the Shita, just like we find by Behema in the Gemara in Zohar that finds Zayin, Mum Ba Mudo Yirotze, Ha'avar Mumen Yirotze, so Af Ba'adam, Ksiv Mum Bam, Zerzhinan Ha'avar Mumen Yirotze, Kimoivi Behema. Seems to be a drush that the Gemara makes by Behema to say that when it has the mum, it's puzzle. When the mum leaves, it's kosher. So we'll make the same type of drush about another mum boy. Only when he has the mum, then is he puzzle. But after the mum goes away, then he is kosher. Mais is already before in the Teres Kleinim, this Iker Drasha, that a person is puzzle as long as he has a mum. Here they learn out of a different pasuk a little bit, but it's the same idea that a person, as long as he has the mum, he's puzzle. When the mum goes away, then he is kosher. So the Biskravier in Sensold asks that why do we need a pasuk to say by over mumoy that the person is kosher? Bishlam by behema, we understand that without the pasuk we would think, because the behema was pasul at the time that it had the mum, so I would think that it's that the behema is pasul oila. Why? Because there's din of dichoy by kosher, which says that once a korban was nidche me'akrova. So it's ina chayzer v'neir. There's a klal and kachim. Kachim have a psul dichli. And once they're nidche from one time from akrova, they're psul la'olam. Even though the actual psul goes away, but because they're a nidche, so they're not chayzer v'neir. And then it's a mefurshe gemara in Yuma Daf Samech Talad. Machleik is Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav says, bali chayim einam nidoch. What's that only a dam, a korban after shechita, then that's a dichli. But on a korban while it's alive, there's no psul dichli. And what's the makar of Rav? The makar is from the din of mum oiver. And a mum oiver, the mum, once it leaves, the behemoth becomes kosher again. So why does it not have psul dichli? It's muchach, says Rav, and bali chayim einam nidoch. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav Yechanan argues, Rav Yechanan says bali chayim nidoch. So what does he do with the din of mum? Says the Gemara that Rav Yechanan says that there's a miut that dafk over here when the psul goes away, it's chayzer lech sheira. But any other psul that you have in a Baal Chai, even, then we say when the psul goes away, then it says it's pasul forever. Takopanim, there's a chiddush in behema that it's not nisal when the mum goes away. Either according to Rav, this is a binyanaf from here you learn out that a Baal Chai is never nifsal with dichoy, and Rabbi Yechonon holds that a Baal Chai is normally nifsal with dichoy. So this is an exception to the rule that Baal Chai and nidoch. That's before in the sugya Yuma. Says the Bishter of, Bishter of the guy that behemoth, we understand why the pasuk needs to tell me that over mumam yiratzu. But the guy that Adam, why would I think that he stays pasul forever? No psul dichui by a person. It's din that was said in karbonis and kachim. Din avirma poislam be karbonis. So why would I think that applies to a person, to a kohen? It's a big question of the Bishter of. So the Bishter of goes back and forth, and again he finally says the yisaidim. Says the Bishter of, that without the pasuk, I would think that even though the mice of the mum left the person when it goes away, but the psul of the mum stays forever. That I would think that a baal mum isn't a person that has a mum in him right now, but a baal mum is a person who got a mum. Once at one point he got a mum, then he's pasul forever. That moment of getting the mum pasuled him, made him person who's most in his beach, and forever he's pasul for avoda. That's the story of the Brisker of. I think to bring an example to this, so the Rishonim in Chulin, the Fayin Vav, the Ramban there holds that if the behemah gets cut in the leg in a place that makes it a treifa, says the Ramban that if you want, you could cut higher up on the leg in a place that's not going to make the behemah a treifa. And even though at the time that it got cut, the first cut, it was a treifa, you could make the tarfus go away. No more tarfus. So Rishonim there quote the Ramban and they all argue. They argue for different reasons. The Ramban there is mavur. The reason that he argues is because even though actually you'll get rid of the tarfus, the behemah no longer has a maka that creates mitzvah on it. But that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. The iser of tarfus doesn't stay. The mitzvahs of tarfus you got rid of, but the iser of tarfus stays. Once the behemah gets an iser of treifa, it stays in it lo'ayla. That's before in the Ran. That's a yesoid that we can, that the tarfa is not just totally in the mitzias. The mitzias creates an iser, and the iser now is independent and it's no longer totally in the mitzias. So Biskarov says a similar idea like Abi Balmum, that I would think that getting the mum passes the person to the mizbeach, and then he's pasul oila. Kamash on the pasuk, no. Pasuk says that the mum only passes as long as he has it. Mum boy. Only the psul of the mum is only when the person has the mum. But it doesn't make the person a baal mum la'ayla. That's a bit of learning the shakal of Atariya. Please, we have to say that the sugi and yuma by behema, that the ikr pasuk by behema also was said for the same inyan. That I would not think that the baal mum is always called the baal mum. Even once the mum goes away, it's still called the mum. So how does the Gemara learn out there by the chayim nidochim or inam nidochim? Teretz says that it's true that Iker Chiddush of the pasuk to say was that it's no longer called the Baalas Mum. But still, there's another problem. What happened to Dichoy? Why does not have a psul of Dichoy? And that the Gemara says, either this arrived at Baalei Chaim or never Nidche, or this is an exception, and normally Baalei Chaim or Nidche. That's Mahalach of the Brisker Rav, to explain this inyan of Mum Oiver. I found another Mahalach to explain it, why we need a pasuk to say that Mum Oiver, it's kosher. Sefer HaTeres Yitzchak and Bechiris Chelik Aleph Simin Chof brings there a chiddush of the Shiri HaKarbon, the same author as the Karbon HaEda on the Yerushalmi, also wrote a Sefer on the Yerushalmi called Shiri HaKarbon. As in the Shiri HaKarbon in Yerushalmi and Kiddushin, Nav Yud Aleph and Beis, he takes down his Dever Pashat. And just like there's an Isra Dimatel Mum in a Behema, in a Karbon, you're ever alive. Matil Mum. There's also a lav to be Matil Mum in a Koyin. We mentioned earlier the Gemara of Lamed Zayin says that it's also Matil Mum in a Koyin. The Shira Karman says that that's an Isra De'araisa, which is a tremendous Chiddush. The Pasuk was said by a Karban. Karban, it has Kedusha. You mafkir the Kedusha of the Karban. A Karban is Zin Yakra. You mafkir that Kedusha by being Matil Mum. Chiddush that was said also by a Koyin. So the Teres Yitzchak wants to say from this, we see that also by a Kohen, the mum is mafkir the kedusha. A kohen that's roif ravoyda has kedusha. A kohen that's not roif ravoyda does not have kedusha. He lost that kedusha. So by being matel a mum, it's mafkir the kedusha of the kohen. Rabbi Kaveger in Shulchan Aruch, Tzimin Reish Pei Beis, brings the drasha of the Shifri that the din of the kedashtoi applies even to a kohen b'amum. A different pasuk to Yimarbe, the din of the kedashtoi applies even by a b'amum. Tahainu, that I would think that because he's not ready for avoda, he has no din of the kedashtoi b'chlal. K'mash mani sells din of the kedashtoi to get varech rishoyin, or little mano yove rishoyin. Before that be a side, the regular din kedushas kohuna he doesn't have. That thicker din kedushas kohuna was said, a kohen haroi la'avoda. Kohen b'amum does not have that. So we need a pasuk to be marbe, but he still has din of the kedashtoi. That's mavurim kveger. That's hard. There's the beer in the shirei carbon. The mela that it's also shaykh iser matil mum on a koyin. It's a lot of matil mum applies to a koyin also. So mela wants to say that could be the teretz of the question of the briskerov. The briskerov asks, why do we need a pasuk to say they offer mum yirotsu by a koyin? It's not shaykh absol tichoi. Teretz is that when a koyin gets a mum, it's mafkia, it's kedusha. It's the kedushas kahuna. So meila, I think that even though the mum goes away, but it's already nischalal and nifka the kedusha of the kohen, and that cannot come back. And so we need a pasuk to say that no, that the whole afkah of the kedusha is only as long as he has the mum. When the mum goes away, and taka the kedusha is able to come back. Another point about mum oiver. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Leisa Se Ayin and Ayin Aleph counts two different lavin. Let's say Leisa Se Ayin is for a koyein that has a mum kavua not to do avoda, and Leisa Se Ayin Aleph is for a koyein that has a mum oiver not to do avoda. Similarly, the Rambam in later on in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Leisa Se Tzadi Dalit and Tzadi Ayin counts two different lavin by behema. One is not to be makir v'balas mum kavua, and one is not to be makir v'balas mum oiver. The Rambam holds that each one needs its own lav. The Ramban in both of these places in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and later say Ayin Aleph, and in Tzarihei, argues with the Rambam. He says it's not a different iser; it's the same iser, just the iser includes both a balas mum kavua and a balas mum oiver. That's for the Ramban. And the minyan hamitzvahs goes according to the inyan, which is aser. There's one inyan that the Torah asers. So it just has protein to it. At least a mum kavua and a mum oiver. So the Leif Sameach, it's a sefer that's written on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam. It's brought down on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There I'm going to say Ayin Aleph. Says the Leif Sameach that Avad in Tzvar, the Ramban is saying very good. Why does the Rambam Mamaisa count it as two lavin? That's the Leif Sameach, because each one has its own pasuk. Rambam holds that even though the inyan is the same, because each one has its own pasuk, so it counted as two different lavin. The Rambam brings that mafurish by behema, that is a different pasuk by Baal Mum Kavu and Baal Mum Oiver. And also by Adam, Rambam brings the Teres Kayanim, that has its own pasuk to darshan, that a person is nisso with the Mum Oiver, because each one has its own pasuk, so it has its own lav. Could the Chayyim bring a makar to this word of the Leif Sameach that you go with, that the Rambam holds you go with the Pesukim in the Torah? Because the Rambam, opinion of the Rambam in Perek Vav, the reading of Perek Vav of Bias Mikdash, is that the Isser for a Kohen Baal Mum to go into the Heichal, which is called the Bia Reikonis, even without doing Avoida, it's also for him just to go into the Heichal. Opinion of the Rambam is that this Isser applies both to a Kohen Baal Mum Kavua and to a Kohen Baal Mum Oiver. The Ramban argues, but that it's only by Baal Mum Kavua. The Rambam holds that it applies to both by Baal Mum Kavua and Baal Mum Oiver. So, just following the pattern of the Rambam, we would assume that there should be two different lavim. One for Baal Mum Kavua and one for Baal Mum Oiver. And yet, the Rambam there in Halacha and also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, at least I say Sar Mechtes, the Rambam counts it as one lav, not two different lavim. So, how come the Lagabi, the Kohen doing Avoida, there's two different lavim? Lagabi, the Kohen going into the Heichol, is all one lav. Elamites pasuk like the Leif Sameach that by the kohen going into the heichal it all turned out of one pasuk. So maybe that's only one love. Shein Kane, the Isser of the Kohen being doing Avoida is two different Sukkim. So maybe that gets two different love. So the Maisri said the Machlekes Rabban and the Ramban is Machlekes in Minyan Mitzvahs. Do we go with the Inyan, that it's one Inyan, or do we go with the fact that it's two different Sukkim? But it could be that, as a Tehillah from that, there's a Machlekes, the Ram and the Ramban, but together with the Psul of Baal Mumayver. Maisa Lefi, the Ramban, Baal Mumayver has its own laugh. What's the Maisa, the Yichud of a Baal Mumayver? Why is it, in what way does it get its own laugh? It's a Mamish, like a Baal Mumkavua. See, talking about the Lefi, the Ramban, that it's a different gather to the Yisr. Baal Mumkavua, the Psul is in the Chefza. Tell me it's not Roy Lavoida, the person, or the Behema. So that's not really avoided the chefza. Now Shein came. Baal mum oiver is not a psul in the chefza. Psul is only as long as you have the mum. That's the lashon the Rambam Tevar Mitzvahs and later say Ayin Aleph about a kohen baal mum oiver that is in really avoided ko oicha mum boy. It's not the one who's psul b'chefza. He right now can't do avoida, but b'yisoid is the person who's kosher. Someone who's nifsol me'avoida. He's like a czar or an orel. Someone who's nifsol me'avoida. Shein baal mum oiver means that he can't do avoida. He has no hechsher avoida as long as he has the mum. Shein lefi Ramban, it's all one love. He's talking like that together is that it's bechefza that a baal mum oiver is like a baal mum kavua. He's a psul bechefza. Just when the mum goes away, so he becomes a different person. He was the Baal Mum. Now he's Baal Mum. He's a different person. Just like an Orel. The Orel is a pasul in the Gavra. You can make yourself not an Orel, but an Orel is someone who's pasul like a Zar. So to a Baal Mum Oiver, Lefi Ramban, is also a pasul bechefta. Just you can change into a different person, and you can become not a Baal Mum. We see a machleik is about this in the Rishonim. We're talking that it's going in this Shaila. So early machlokes, early on in the fifth perek, in the Falma Gimel of the Falma Dalet, so you have Matil Mum. Thinking of the Chachomim is that a person is Matil Mum and a Baal Mum, he does not get Malchus. So the Tais in the Rush there in the Falma Dalet are Mavur, but also someone that makes a Mum Kavua in a Baal Mum Oiver also does not get Malchus. That's the opinion of Tais in the Rush. However, the Rambam argues that Chorin Ramadaik in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Yisurim Yisbeach, Halacha Tezvav, Rambam holds that you do get Malkus for making a Mum Kavua in a Baal Mum Oiver. So what's the Machlekes? You remember that this the same Sherish Machlekes, that the Teis and the Rosh like the Ramban, that a Mum Oiver is like a Baal Mum Kavua, same thing. Just Mum Oiver, it happens to be that it will eventually become a different behemoth. And it'll become, and now that pain will be mutter. But as long as it has the moments of soba chefza, so mele just like the chacham hold that a matil mum bebal mum ain't no like it, because it already has a mum. So do you make a mum kavua and a baal mum oiver? It already has a mum. It's true that because you're new mum, it will stay pasul forever. But that's his chachos. The matzah that it was right now was anyway a baal mum. So your matil mum bebal mum. That's been until the rush becomes l'shita taramba. The Rambam goes with Shitasa. As you said, the Rambam holds that Baal Mum Oiver has its own laugh. It has it's a different aspect to it than a Baal Mum Kavua. Baal Mum Oiver, the whole psul is Kozman Shamum Boy, it's Pasul. But it's not a psul b'cheftza. A Mum Kavua is a psul b'cheftza. So a person that takes a Baal Mum Oiver, which is Be'etzem Kosher, means an Atzma Yitzroi. Don't be makir of it today, wait till tomorrow. That's what its din is. You take that and you're Matul Mum. It's your matil mum in the behemoth, which is bechevt to the behemoth that's kosher for a karba. So vada, there's an isra. The Rambam looks at a baal mum oiver as something which is roi bechevtza. According to Taisus and the Rosh and the Ramban, baal mum oiver is like a baal mum kavua. Karega, at this point, it's mamish like a baal mum kavua. What happened tomorrow is something new. We'll have a tchias amesim tomorrow and it'll become something which is yeroi. But ke ayoim azet entirely ain't no roi. Mela, they hold that there's no Isra to be Matil Mum in it, and the Rambam holds that there is an Isra to be Matil Mum. You're taking carbon which is Bechevt, a carbon that's kosher, and making the Mum in it. That'd be very Rishmak, that goes to Shitasam. It's already in this bar here from the Ram and the Ramban, there's a Machlekes and a Geder of a Mum Oiver. Another point in the Gemara here. The Gemara says that Rava says that why does the Torah need to say Mumin by Adam and by Bechor and by Kotchim? Why can we not learn out one from the other? Or it says a Trichasa. So that's a Trichasa that you can't learn out from Adam because Shekein it's Rabbe be Mitzvahs. Because a person has many mitzvahs, therefore he has a psul mum. Gemara Sarach Bir Rav. What's the connection between his chiyuv and mitzvahs, the fact that he has a psul mum, that he becomes posel for avodah? Why is the fact that he has more mitzvahs make him more posel for avodah? These explanations. So the Rishis Bikurim here wants to say, new pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that he has many mitzvahs, like he has to wear tefillin and he has to eat matzah and all the tiring mitzvahs that he has. That's the reason that he should have a psul mum. Rather, the Gemara means to say, it's a shekein yisrabe v'mitzvahs hakrova. A koyin can bring any type of korban. He has more potential in dinei kotchim. He's shaykh to all of kotchim. Masha'im ke a behema, a korban is only brought for that one korban. It's chatos, an asham, an oila, a shlamim. It's a bechor. Each one has its uniqueness. So a koyin that has his din by kotchim is a bigger din. So it's a more encompassing din. He has a more chashiv a din like Gabi kotchim. That's why he has a psul for avodah with the mum. A shein kein, a korban has a specific unique din, so it's smaller din legabi kachim, a more minimized din, and therefore it would not have a psul mum. He brings an example to this from the Gemara in Yuma, the Flamin Beis. The Gemara says that there's a mile of the big day zov over the big day lovan on Yom Kippur, because the big day zov are mechaperin ben kol hashana kula. The big day love on early mechaper on Yom Kippur. Before that, even though we're talking on Yom Kippur, but something that its kapara is bigger, it has more use in terms of kapara, that gives it more chashivas even on Yom Kippur itself. Oh. Another ma'ar in the Gemara, says that we're not able to learn out chodem echodem, let's learn out chodem etarti. The Gemara says, don't write by Adam when you learn out from Bechor and Kotchim. Where it says you can because there's a pircha that Shein Asim and Kreiv and the Gabi Mizbech. What would have been the lima to learn out from Bechor and Kotchil? So Rabbeinu Gershom is Masbir. If you'll say Mala Bechor, Shekein Kedushasay Merechem, Kotchim Yechich. Mala Kotchim, Shekein Kedushasay Meruba, Bechor Yechich. That would have been the Tzara Shavet. So the Rishon Bikurim asks, how could we think that the Bechor has a Mila over Adam? Because Bechor is Kedushasay Merechem. Hari also a Koyin is Kedushasay Merechem. Every Koyin, as he's born, so he becomes a Koyin. So a Koyin is equal to the Bechor. Both of them are their Kedushas from when they're born. So Bechor, we can answer the question of the Reish's Bikurim. Api the Yechidish of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, to be Reish Pei Beis of Kazan Vav, brings to the Marit that if there's no Koyin in the Shul, when it comes time for laning and there's no kohen, so we call up a Yisrael. That's halach. Says the Marit, if there's a kohen katan, you call up the kohen katan. A kohen katan is allowed to be oil la'toira, mikir adin. So even though our minig is not to, but when there's no kohen, so we also call up a kohen katan. Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says no. That even if you can call up a katan to the toira, but there's no din to call up a kohen katan over a Yisrael. But in that week, that a kohen is oil l'toyer rishon is midin v'kidashtoy. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no din v'kidashtoy by a kohen katan. And it says in the pasuk v'kidashtoy, ki es lechem elokecha hu makriv. Din to be mekadosh a kohen is because he's makriv a korbanos. A kohen katan who's pasul avoda can't be makriv a korban. So there's no din v'kidashtoy. That's the word of the Magen Avraham. So, Rechorev in the Magen Avraham, it's Mishav the question. There's a chilek between a Bechor and a Koyin. A Bechor is Kedusha is Meirechet. Hashem gave a Koyin, his whole Kedusha, it's only from the time that he's Roy Lavoida, the time that he's Bar Mitzvah. Before then, he doesn't have Kedusha, there's no Din Nikidashta. Now, Rechorev would be a Galad Yishav to the question of the Rashi's Vikurim. If you look at the Rashi's Vikurim, though, this Teretz was partial to him. But he didn't like the Teretz. Why? Because also Bechor, it's not Roi La'avoida when it's born. Bechor has to wait 7 days. You can't be makir Bechor during the first 7 days, and it's a psul of Mechusar Zman. So Im Kain, The Kohen and the Bechor are equal. Both of them, when they're born, they have Kedusha Be'etzem. They have a din. They're not lacking any action, but when they get to a certain age, they'll be Miskadish. By a Bechor, it only takes 7 days. By a Kohen, it takes 13 years. So it takes a much longer time by a Kohen than it takes by a Bechor. But both of them, their Kedusha is intrinsic. It only comes out before later on. So in Kohen and Bechor, they're the same. That's why the Rishon Bikurim had shvered this question that also a Kohen is Tushosim Erechem. That if by Bechor, we see that we go when the time that it gets the Yisoyra Kedusha, even though it's not yet Roy Lakrova, not saying the same thing by a Kohen. That's the question of the Rishon Bikurim. That's a very good question. But the Chor, we could say by a bigger question, the Yisoyra of Marit Al-Ghazi, mentioned earlier in the Shurim, in the third Perek. Marit Al-Ghazi in Perekei, Oitzman Beis, is a Choshev Yisoyra in Bechoris. It says the Marit Al-Ghazi that the Kedushas Bechor is Cholav Yisoydinoi from the Kedush of Shar Kodshim. The Kedush of Shar Kodshim is to be a Korban, to be Korban on Gabi Mizbeach. That's why when it's not Roy to be Korif, it's not Niskadish. Abal Mum, you're not Makdish Abal Mum, there's no Kedush Zagufchal, because I'm Roy to be brought as a Korban. Masha'in Kein Bechor, says the Marit Al-Ghazi, its Kedusha is not Kedusha Dafka Li Korif. It has Kedusha Li Korif. But it's more than that also, and it's different. The Kedusha of a Bechor is the Kedusha of a Bechor is also to be a Manas Kuna. One of the chilek of the dinim of Bechor is that it's given to the Kohen before Akrava, after Akrava. Akrava was given to the Kohen. Mela says that it's Mela, the Kedusha is not even on a Baal Mum, because it's true it's not right for Akrava, but it's right for its other Kedusha to be given to a Kohen. In Kain, Lefidi said in the Marit Al-Ghazi that the Kedusha of Bechor is not dafuf as a carbon, but as Kedusha mitar atzma, being a peter rechen, and its din is given to the Kohen. So maybe we can ask you the question of the Rishis Bikurim. Bechor, the Kedusha is chal miyad, even though it's not ready for a krov until 7 days, so it's still called the Kedusha sene rechem, because we're not dining on its din for a krov. We're dining on the Kedusha's Bechorah. Kedusha's Bechorah it has right away as soon as it's born. It's a Kaddish to be a Peta Rechem, and it has to be given to the Kohen. So the Kedusha of a Kohen that we're talking about in our Sugya is it's his Kedusha to bring Korbanos. If he's a Mogen Avraham, that only gets to when he's 13. I told him he's lacking in his Kedusha because he can no longer bring Korbanos. Mashiach in the Kedusha of a Bechor, its Kedusha is not as he brought as a Korban, but its Kedusha to be Niskaddish, with Kedusha of Bechor to be a Peta Rechem. That it gets, the second that it's born, even though it's not yet Roy for Akrava. The Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Godim say that the din, the mitzvah, the Gemara Nedarim, that the mitzvah to be Makdash and Bechor applies the second when it's born. Even though the other Korbanot can't be Makdash until they're 8 days old. Because you're Makdash and Bechor, you're being Makdash for Kedusha's Bechayra, not for the Kedusha to be brought in the Mizbeach. So that you can be Makdash the second that it's born. Another point in the Sugi here. Where it goes later on, the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yes, or Leinu Adam. Adam has more psulim than has by Behema. Gemara brings the Pasuk that the only time that we need a psulim of mum is by a person that's Shoveh Bezara Shalara. Someone that's Eina Shoveh Bezara Shalara does not need a mum, and he's Pasuk for Avoida, even though he does not have a mum. However, before in the Gemara, that he's not as Chomer as a mum. A Baal mum is Mechal Avoida. Someone who's Enish over his Arish al-Ara and it's only over an assay. Shulam their Maris Ayin don't even have an assay. All it is an Isidra Bonon. Enish over his Arish al-Ara is over an assay, but he's not Mechal al-Avoid. That's what we're in the Sugya. So it comes out that all the people that are mentioned in our Perek are the Yetzer Lein of the Behema, and all these people, they're not Mechal al-Avoid. That's the Teisevas that was said by Adam over the last Perek, was in these type of Psulim, which are not Mechal al-Avoid, because they're Psulim Yuchadim the Adam. So the sheet here in Oysir Beis brings the question of Rav Chanan, Kusha Gedela, that many of the things that are mentioned in our parak are before Shepsukim in the Torah. Gidein Omer Batoirah, Chorum Omer Batoirah Meroyach Oshech. All of these things are before Shepsukim in the Torah that they're called Mumin Gemurim. So how could the Gemara say here that all of this is not saying? It's a Mum Gomer. Says the sheet that you're right, the question is correct. The things that are before Shepsukim is considered a Mum Gomer. And there's a lav, and it's a mechal avoida. However, the klal of the perek is talking about things that are enosham v'zarah shel arah. There are a few exceptions of things that are mechal avodah. There are mum gomer, but there the Mishnah lets us know. And each one of these things, it says zeu gidein omer batayra, zeu chorum omer batayra. The Mishnah is letting us know that you should be aware these things are different than the rest of the perek. And they're talking mum gomer, and there's all the dinim of mumin, like the mumin that are shech to behema also. And these things are mechal avodah. That's the opinion of the Shita. Oh. In the Rambam, we find a new Shita. The Rambam says, Perek Vav B'yas Mikdash, Halacha Hei, and Halacha Vav, says Rambam the following. Shloisha minei muminim. Yesh mumin shein poislein ha-koyin milavoid la-bohim alim milikarif. Some say the mumin that possibly my behema. Yesh mumin shein poislein ba-adam milavad milavoid. Some mumin only apply to an adam. Yesh mumin shein poislein. They don't pass the bechlau. Avim ney maras ayin, omur shakokoyin sheish bo'echen mehen, enu oivir. So those are three types of mumin. So firstly, the Rambam calls the middle category a mum, which is only by an odon. The Rambam might never doesn't call it an enu shav bezar shel aron. The Gemara calls it enu shav bezar shel aron. In the words of the Rambam, it's called a mum, which is said by odon. Now let's go into halacha vav. Kol mi sheish bo mum, she poisal bo odon mum behema. A person that has a mum that applies also to a behemoth, he does avoida. It's avoida psula. He may amaze it, like it. He doesn't amaze it, he gets malchus. Call me sheesh by mum and a mum and ham yuchad in l'adam, the avar. Ava pishu like it, like it. Even though the Rambam says by mum that miuchad off by adam you get malchus, says the Rambam, but you're not mechal avoda. If high by dvarim, dover midvarim, shemim in maras ayin, ain't no like it avoda like shera. If it's only so, it's only at maras ayin, then the avoda is kosher, and he doesn't get malchus. So it's clear that the Rambam held that what the Gemara calls ain't no shavu mizara shel aroin, the Rambam calls it a mum. The Rambam holds that you get malchus for it, but it's not mechal avoda. That's very nice, but it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's only an Asay. The Rambam says there's a lot. So my Krokus already says the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. The Rambam's gears that there is a lot. That's the difference between Eino Shavu Bezara Shel Aroin and Maris Ayin is whether there's a lot or not. That was the Rambam's gears. My Krokus brings a Makor to the Rambam that the Gemara says Ma'ika Bein Mum and Eino Shavu Bezara Shel Aroin. Gemara says they can be now mechal avoda. Why didn't the Gemara say the nafkamin is whether there's a lav or not? Elamites mashma that even by the psul of einu shavu bezara shel aroin, there's also a lav. That's what the Mari Korkas learns bedas Rambam. That was Rambam's makar. Shalos, how does Rambam explain though the pasuk? The pasuk was Rashi explained that misha einu shavu bezara shel aroin, and him he does not need a mu. But where do we see a lav by Misha Ein Hashem Bezara Shel Aron? And how did the Ramah can hear a different way to read the drasha of the Gemara? My Korkus explains, the Ramah learned the following, that the pasuk is including two things. Kol Yish Asher Boi Mum, something which is called Boi Mum, that's one category. Another category, Nizer Aron HaKoyim, another type of psul, which I said he doesn't shtim with Nizer Aron HaKoyim. He's Ein Hashem Bezara Shel Aron. Pasuk is talking about both of these categories. What's their din? He should not go bring korbanos. So the Torah gave a law both for a boy mum and for a eno mizera aron akoyim. Both of them are included in the law. Ever the gabi the chil lavoida says the Mani Korkus. There it only mentions a mum. It doesn't say mizera aron akoyim. The meila for the chil lavoida it's only with a mum gomer that passes by behema. The shame game for the Isser, the love, applies even to someone that's Einu Shove, Bizarroi Shel Aron. That's how the Rambam explained the drushas of the Gemara. So that was the Chiddush number one of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there's a love by things that Einu Shove, Bizarroi Shel Aron. Chiddush number two of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a mum that's miyuchet for Kehanim, he's not mechal lavoida. Simus of Rambam is mashma. Any mum that was only said by Adam and not said by Behema is not mechal lavoida. Come out of the Rambam argues on the Shita. Rambam holds that Gidein and Chorum and all the things that are mafurish in the Torah, all they have is a lav, and yet they're not mechalal avoda. That's what most achorim would take on in the Rambam, the Keren Oira, and Zvachim, as we'll see soon, Miskarov, here in the Setzels, and Mr. Zalman, Perek Vav, all of them take on in the Rambam, and in all these cases, it's even things that are mafurish in the Torah, they're not mechalal avoda. So Miskarov says that the Rambam learned the Perek Epshutai, that this whole Perek was Noitav Aleim Adam, and was set on things which not apply to Behema, and therefore they do not pass to the Avodah. So Mela also, and the things that are Mepurish in the Torah by Adam, also, they're not Mechal Avodah. Mela says in Briskarov, this Chiddush of the Rambam, that the Torah Mepurish in the Torah do not, are not Mechal Avodah, comes out to be a makar for the first Chiddush of the Rambam. The first Chiddush was that Eidu Shavim is Dar Shalaron has a lav. Because I mean, there's one klal of our perek, both by the things that are in the Shavim Bazar Shal Aaron and by the Givin and the Chorum. They're all in the same category. By the Givin and the Chorum, for sure there's a laugh. It's before Shin and Torah that there's a laugh. It's nothing but to say. And the Mishnah puts him in the same category as the Psulim which are in the Shavim Bazar Shal Aaron. Then it comes out that they all have the same dinim. They're not Mechal Alaf Oedah, and they do have a laugh. The Shita split this up into two. He says that even the things that are miyuchad by Adam, there is a mumin hamiyuchad in Adam, and they have a lav and they're mechal lavoida. And there's the things which are inushav and bizarre shal arin, which is not a mum, it's inushav and bizarre shal arin, and they don't have a lav or a chil lavoida, they only have an assay. According to the Rama, there's only one category, so by kibin and a similar mumin, it's a version of that there's a lav. But according to also, the inushav and bizarre shal arin also has a lav. That's what Bishkarov says, that's what the Rambam was Mechiach, that these things have a love, and he had his Agirsa, that these things have a love. Kobanu, though, we have two machlokes in between the Rambam and Rashi and Ashita. One is there a love by Enoshav Bezar Shal Aaron? And number two, are the women of Rosh and Ba'adam, are they Mechal Lavoida? And the Maisa, the Soha Aram, the Ram that we mentioned earlier, that the Gemara calls this Ein Shavu Bizar Shal Arin, and the Rambam calls it a Mum. And there's no mention at all in the Rambam of the words Ein Shavu Bizar Shal Arin. What happened? What is it? Is it a Mum or Ein Shavu Bizar Shal Arin? So Rabbi Zalman says a beautiful part to explain the Rambam. Now we find that the Psul of Mum is not only said by Kohanim; it's also said by a Zar. What do I mean? Where is the Nagei the din of a Zar? So that it can't be a Bamum. It's before in Zvochin, in the last perek, that in a Boma, a Zar is allowed to do Avoida. A Zar is kosher b'Boma. It's also before there, and Mamash named the Zvochin, of Kufchof Mar Aleph, also the beginning of the second perek of Zvochin, that the Psul of Baal Mum, by Koyim Baal Mum, was said not only in the Mikdash, but also in a Boma. So Mela, the Psul of Mum was said by a Boma, and a Zar is kosher in a Boma. Comes out that a Zar, who's a Baal Mum, it's not allowed to do avoid in the bama. A zar who's not a zar who's a tam, shalim, is allowed to do avoid in the bama. And a zar who's a bama is not allowed to do avoid in the bama. So the psul of mumin was said also by zar, not only by kohanim. It says from Mr. Zalman that's cholik from the din by kohanim. There's something that's called a mum b'cheftza. A mum b'cheftza is something that possibly even by a behema, and possibly even by a zar in a bama. Those are things that are called a mum mamish, a mum b'chefsa. Then there's something else which is not mamish a mum. It's just not right for a koyin to have this type of thing. A koyin, machmas reiv, can do shosai. In the mikdash, when we're makbe that we need dafka da avoidas koyanim, it doesn't stim for a koyin to be oivid when he has such a mum. But it's not mamish considered a mum. It's just not right for a zara shalara to have such a thing. So the chil avoda was set on things which are mum b'cheftza. But it's something which is only a unique mum that was said by kohanim. It's not mamish a bal mum. It's not a cheftza of a bal mum. Just a koyin is a roya like this. But it's not mamish a mum. The chil avoda was only said on mumin. Mum b'cheftza. Not a mum that's a mum klape zarei shal arei. So it is called a mum, the Rambam calls it, but it's only klape zarei shal arei we call it a mum. B'cheftza is not called a mum. Like the Mari Korkin says, so there's mum boy, and there's and there's mizer aron hakoyin. It's really that's a mum bechefsa and zemul klapi zer aron hakoyin. Those are the two gedarim. And mela in a bama, the psul that was said in a bama, where even a zar can be oivet. So there, the psul was only said in a psul that passes by behema. A zar that would have the things that are muzer by kehanim, then he'd be glad to do avoid in a bama. But if he has a mum that's also noig by behema, that means it's a psul bechefsa, and that passes even in a bama. Same yisoid of the Bishop Zalman I found in the Karanoira and Zvachim. Same yisoid at Varim, the Karanoira there in Daf Tezayin asks on the Gemara. The Gemara says that by Mumin, the Korid is Kimakrif. Just like the Korib, the Korban, cannot have a Mum. Also the Makrif cannot have a Mum. Ask the Karanoira that the Mumin by Odom and by him are not the same. That's our whole parak coming to say, Noisav Aleim Adam, Yeser Aleim Adam. Adam is more psulim than Behema. So it's not the getter of Korev Kimakrif. The Kohen is not like the Korban. The Kohen has its own dinim. The Korban Chaluk can be a soy dinim. That's the question of the Karanaira. Answer to the Karanaira. Then no. That the reason that these things are yes or lame adam is because they're pasher. They we don't have them by name. The mitzvah is they don't exist by behema. If they would exist, they would pass by behema also. So the mela on adam and behema are not cholak biyisoy dina medine movement. That's just a practical point. Technically, that these movement exist by adam and they don't exist by behema. That's the first charge of the Karanir. Karanir concludes with shita said Rambam zal to loy mochi lavoy the elamum the sheikh adam and behema. The opinion of the Rambam. The whole time that you mechal avoid is something that applies both to an adam and a behema. Azi shabim mipshitus. Then it's for sure simple. What does Karanir mean to say? Now, the Rambam, the din mumin were exactly equal to adam and behema. They have the mamish exact same din mumin. There's no difference bechlal between them. Just an adam has a din noisaf. An adam has a din noisaf that he has things that are not right for him to do avoidah. But it's not that there's no chilek in the dini mumin. Dini mumin, they're 100% the same. But certain things are not roi for zarish al arim. But it's not a mechefs of a mum. And we see that in the fact that it's not mechal lavoida. If it be a mechefs of a mum, mechal lavoida. But korach, the dini mumin are the same. Every mum is mechal lavoida. These things are not made dini mumin. They're din noisaf. The neila, that unique din applies to an autumn, but in dini mumin, autumn and name are the same. Like the same side of Mr. Zaman. Mr. Zaman was masbered more that it's holy side of the tools that it's not matim for zarish of aroin. Taylor Mr. Zaman says that by a zar in a bum does not apply. That's the mahalcha that the Achronim b'das Rambam that Rambam holds k'stivas tibi Rambam that any psul which is miyuchat adam is not mechal avoda. However, the Chazon Ish and Siman Chavos of Katan Dalid argues on these Achrayim. He doesn't need to bring them, but he learns with Asa Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's something that's meforish in the Torah is Yim Mechal Lavoida. The Torah calls it a Mum Gomor and it's Mechal Lavoida. Even though Siva said Varma, the Rambam Perik Vav does not Mechalik. But says the Chazon Ish in Perik Ches, where the Rambam is specified all the Mumin, so in the one that's meforish in the Torah, the Rambam writes, Zeu Givin Omer Batoira, Zeu Chorom Omer Batoira. So Rambam does specify that it's Omer Batoira. So that Rambam specified it to teach me that if it's one that's Mufurish in the Torah, then it's Yem Mechala. That's the meaning of the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, there's only one machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The whole machlokes is whether, she says the Chazon Ish, the machlokes between the Rishonim is something that's in a Shavu Bizarre Shal Aaron if it's Mechala Lavoida. According to the other Achoin in the Karen Oyer, the Mishkrav, and the Rabbi Zalman, the Rambam has another shita that even things that are mafurish in the Torah they're not mechal lavoida. But according to the Chazon Ish, there the Rambam agrees to Rashi that in these cases it's yeh mechal lavoida. Another point here, the Mar Namid Beis, Mara brings a brisa. Sorry, member of Rabbi Yechanan, hakarchonin v'hananosin v'azavalgonin psulin l'fishein shav v'zarish shel arim. All these things are possible because Rishon Shav is Zarah Shel Aaron. One of the things is Karchonim, someone that's bold. It goes on to explain what's called bold. But bold is something which passes because Rishon Shav is Zarah Shel Aaron. Pele Godol from our Gemara on the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, Dinim Perek Yudal, in the pasuk there that says, "Bani Matam L'Shem Alakechem." This is our set to Klai Shol, not make a Karcha. So Ramban is bothered. Why was this Yisro said first to Kaihanim, and now it's set to Kol Yisrael? So the Ramban says there. The first Malach Ramban, I think, is because of the Ma'ilas Kayanim, the Even Yisro of Karcha, but Klai Yisrael doesn't. Come to say that Kol Eila Kulam Kedoshim, Bani Matam L'Shem Alakechem, and Mila also you. Have the Isser of Karcha. The Ramban goes on to say the following: there's an afkamina ladina between Isser of Kaihanim and Isser of Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yisrael b'shneim ein el almis. V'yitochin shehoisa mitzvah rishoyna v'kaihanim loymar she'im ha'ya koyin mekurach o megudod einenu roi la'avoida. Koyin that has karachas not roi for avoida. K'moy she'omar v'yichalu she'im ha'loikeyim. The kan beer ki amitzu gamli Yisrael who chulish tail. Not just post, not coming just to Marbet, also applies to Yisrael. But that it turned had to write it as two different isurim because it's called bedinoy. Then by kaihanim is saying that because you have the kairachas, you're not rei la voida v'lo yichalu shem avakeya. The meila you're also mechal la voida says the Rambam. Hashem gave the din that was said by Yisrael. That's just not an Israel, but it's nothing to do with Avoida. Maisa Beforish in the Ramban, that a Kereach is possible from Avoida. The Pella. Connected to the Gemara. Gemara says it's only because Ein Hashem Bezar Shal Arim. Ein Hashem Bezar Shal Arim is not Mechal al Avoida. So Meshach Chochma, Parshas Emor, Parak Chavala, Pasukei, says the Pshat isn't that he's Mechal al Avoida because he has a Karachas, because he's bold. It's not the Pshat. Pshat is because he was over the lav of Likra Chukarcha, therefore is Mechal Lavoida. The Shachachma brings a smach to this from the din of Kohen and Noisei Noshim Ba'avera, later on at the end of the parakandaf, Memheim and Beis. He's pulsed from doing Avoida. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, he's pulsed from doing Avoida. And the Rashitos that hold that he's even Mechal Lavoida if he's Noisei Noshim Ba'avera. So lav that's Miuchot to Kohanim has a bigger pegam. Terry gave his lav to Kohanim means that it's unique to a kohen, and it's something is lacking in his kahuna if he's over this lav. So memela, by something that's over the lav of likra chukarcha, so he's posel for avodah not because he's bald, but rather because he was over the lav. There's enough kamina gedolah also in what's called bald. Argamar gives a whole nidun what's marga being bald, a shura of hair in the front and the back, drachem in the gemara. The lav of likra chukarcha doesn't mean to make yourself bald mamish like that. Even if a person pulls off some hair, he's over the Isra of Likra Chukarcha. So if either Ramban, a person that pulls off some hair, will be Mechal La'avoida, even though he's Bechal not a Kireach, if it can be the Gedra of our Gemara. So it's clear that Ramban is talking about something else. He's not talking about the Metzius of a Karachas. It's not Roy La'avoida, rather being over the Lav of Likra Chukarcha. And also before the Ramban says it's Chiddush, the Ramban said that the pasuk is only talking about Almeis. He made the Korcha Almeis. The person that's bald is bald, stand that he's bald. Not because he made it Almeis. Yet the Ramban, it's Mashal Hedya, that he's Mechadish, and the person is pasuk from Avoida, it's only when he made the Korcha Almeis. Okay, Dvar Mufurashim in the Ramban, that the psul that he's talking about is a teilod from the fact that you over the iser, and unrelated to being Einu Shem V'Zara Shal Arim. Another point here, the Hemshech of the Amud, the din of Gibin. So the Mishnah says that Ein Lo Gvinim is talking about is a Gibin. The Mar asks that that's not a Gibin. A Gibin is someone sheish lo Gvinim Harbe. Before the Braisa. So Rava says Zeu Medrash a Gibin. So Rashi explains that Rabbi is coming to say that the Pshat in Gibein is someone that has Gvinim Harbe. The Medrash of Gibein is something Marbe, also someone that doesn't have Gvinim, only has one Gibein. That's the Medrash of Gibein. But Iger Gibein Amar Batoira is someone that has Gvinim Harbe. However, the Rambam in Perek Ches, B'Efikta Shalach Adalid, brings out that the Gibein Amar Batoira is someone that has no Gibein. It says, Ein Lo Cyrus B'Gvinov. That's the Gibin Omer Batayra. Because the Mishnah said it's connected to Gemara. Gemara is before that the Gimel Amar Batayr is Misha Yeshloi Kvinim Harbe. So Chazanish and Tzimun Chavav said Katan Hey. So the Rambam learned different Pshat and Rava. Rashi learned that Rava was going to say a new Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was only on the things that are in this Rabbah from Gibin. Says the Chazanish, the Rambam learned the Pshat is that Rava is going on the Braisa. Rava is going to say the Pshat in the Braisa is when the Braisa says that Gibein is Mishnah Gvinim Harbe, that's not the Gibein Amar Batayra. That's going on the Ribu of Oy Gibein. The Bright was coming to explain the Ribu of Oy Gibein. The Mishnah is going on the Gibein Amar Batayra. So it comes out from the Matan Kama of the Mishnah that the Gibein Amar Batayra is Mishnah Ein Gvinim. That's what the Rambam brings down. Very good shmak. Pshat in the Rambam. Chazanish has earlier in Sifkot Dalet as a Sufik. What's the din of all things that are in Shrabe from Gibein or Chorim, all the Ribuyim? Do they have the same din as the Af, as the Gibein Mamish? What's an Af Kabina? So the Chazanish of Shitasai holds that the Gibein Amar Batayra, even if he's the Rambam, is Mechal Avoida. So we have Chazanish of Mistapik that the Ribuy of Oy Gibein are also those things Mechal Avoida or not. Do we say that it's once it's Shrabe, it's like Gibein Mamish and it's Mechal Avoida? Or no, the oilam the psul is because ein shavim is darish avare. Just because it's similar to gibein, so it's not smachta. We want to include in the pasuk of gibein, but it's not considered gibein mamish. And meila will not be mechal lavoida. Chazanish is medag like the second side, because Rambam concludes that I raise that pasul when he brings the ribui of oy gibein. He doesn't say that they're mechal gibein, and gibein according to Chazanish is mechal lavoida. So meila. It's Mashin Rambam that all it is an asmachta, but it's not the Gibein Amar Batayra. I've added that this whole Shaka Matayra is only for the Chazanish himself. It holds the Gibein Amar Batayra is Mechal Avoidal for the Rambam. For the Achrayim, that's the Rambam, that any Psul HaMiyuchad Ba'odah is not Mechal Avoidal, maybe there's enough Kamina in the Chakir of the Chazanish. I'll come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.